Welcome to season two of the Pursuit of Living Well podcast. This season, we are going to be talking about being intentional with your life and things regarding your health, your energy, your connections with people, your thoughts, your words, and your heart. Most importantly, I will be bringing on experts to take us on a journey of learning of how to be in each of those categories and situations. Some topics we will cover in 2 to 3 episodes with 2 or 3 different guests. So hold on tight, because if you thought season one was amazing, just you wait. Today on the podcast, I had the opportunity to bring my team together and just have a conversation about all the things that we love about what we do. And when I say team, I'm actually talking about my All About Skin by Karen team here in Moorhead City, where we focus on healthy skin at every age, specializing in skincare, Brazilians, brows, microblading, and like I said, all things healthy skin. We talk about the fun that we have. We talk about our favorite services. We also, you know what, if you don't find laughter in what you do and you don't know how to laugh at yourself, then what's it all about? So come join us here. Listen to us for, you know, your ride in the car or your walk on the beach. Get a great laugh. There's a few little word mishaps that I have. And had to learn to laugh at myself about that, because it's a pretty big slip up, but funny at the same time. So, and if you haven't seen us, stop in, say hey, tell us what you like about the podcast, and thanks for joining us. So I am doing something that I have had a lot of requests for, and a ton of people have reached out and said, why don't you do a podcast from work? Or we want to hear from the people that work for you or work with you, and let's talk all about that. So anyway, I'm here today. I've got my team with me from All About Skin by Karen. And you guys, thanks for doing this. We're just going to have a conversation. It's going to be a fun conversation. And we're just going to talk about what we do. And for those of you that know me, some of you may not know that I actually have a brick and mortar. It's a skincare business where we focus on healthy skin at every age, waxing, specializing in brows and Brazilians, and we just hired on a microblading combo brow artist. And so, yeah, here we are. How's everybody?
Good.
Everybody's looking at me like, are we doing this? Anyway, so the history, real quick, in a nutshell. I started this back in 2017, May 23rd, 2017. We're coming up on our 5-year anniversary. Also, we have just been nominated for the 2nd year in a row as the best place for facials in the area. Yay! And so we wanted to kind of talk about that. Last year, we won the Be Local Awards for the best place for facials. And also, Alicia won the #1 waxer in the area.
Yes.
That's why she's called the Crystal Coast Wax Queen. But I do have to say, you did such an amazing job training. She already came with a lot of skill already, Deja. But the training that you have passed on through her, and that you, she just got a knack for just training. And so, yes, she's my daughter, and I'm a little, what am I trying to say? I'm a little biased, but she is good, and she does a really good job training overall, not just with waxing, but she's taken over kind of the management of everything. I'm still kind of behind the scenes on the numbers and things like that, but as far as training goes, I've handed over everything to her completely, and so she's like taking it and run with it. And actually,
day by day,
that's kind of one of your zone of geniuses, though. You've got a
a knack for it. I get impatient.
Yeah.
I'm not really good with, like, I can do a step-by-step, like, list, and
oh, yeah.
And then I'm like, take it and go. And I expect you to take it and go. But if I have to sit there and watch everything, I don't have, it's not my forte. It's not. It's just not. I mean, that's not a bad thing, right? And so what it has enabled me to do is just have somebody else rise to the occasion. So, anywho. So we're just going to get into it. So in 2019, mm-hmm. Alicia joined me.
Yes. September 2019.
Yeah.
Well, technically, we didn't start until October.
Yeah.
So October, I technically was my first month.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 2.5 years.
But we joked about it for how long? Or I joked about it. You didn't think it was too funny.
Oh, yeah. You joked about it. I refused to do it for essentially, what, 2.5? Well, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
2.5.
Yeah.
And of course, like us working quote unquote together in some way, shape, or form isn't necessarily anything new, but actually having like you having a brick and mortar and us actually like building something from scratch was completely new.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember being in Kansas City. And there was all these massive transitions going on amongst my friend groups, amongst my job. And then I just had this like gut feeling that it was time for me to move. And one of the main reasons why I moved was because my little brother Kimball was going into high school, and I had lived 10 years essentially outside of his, you know, elementary school, middle school. So I moved here for him. Lo and behold, you know, yes, he's still like the primary reason why I'm still here, but it's like the business has turned into something that we didn't even envision being what it is now. Even us thinking about like, well, what's 2 years down the road look like? It's like both of us are like, well, we hope we're 100% booked and like still in business. So it's like, oh no, we're in a place that's, you know, we're building a community, and mm-hmm. it's been awesome,
yeah,
to be a part of. I think I've probably done the most learning essentially just by doing in the past 2.5 years, and I have been by going somewhere and then just like being told what to do instead of just like having to go through the experiences of what works and what doesn't work and
mm-hmm.
all that jazz. And so that's another reason why I'm passionate about like teaching other people why I do what I do, because it's like, it's just so much easier for me to be like, okay, don't do this. Because if you try to consistently do this over and over again, you won't get the results you're wanting to do this instead. And so I feel like I'm just like, part of me is just passionate about helping people find the right information and the working with somebody who's patient. And you know, the last thing we want to be is a place to where we just trust anybody who comes through the door and doesn't, you know, check up on their education, like continuing ed, and doesn't, you know, we're not looking at their before and afters. We're just assuming that they say that they can do what they can do. And that's why people get thinned out eyebrows. And that's why people get like terrible Brazilians over and over and over again, because no, there's not many anybody in the area who knows how to show people how to do those things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the other thing too is I have always been a learn by doing, mm-hmm. not by reading something. It's
right.
You learn as you go along. And the more mistakes you make, the more you learn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you learn what not to do, what works better, what works best, and you can weed those things out. And what may be simple for you,
mm-hmm.
Deja or me may find a completely different way to do it that's better for us, and that doesn't
Correct.
Work for us.
Correct.
Like, I have no desire to learn how to do Brazilians or bikinis or anything else for that matter. I mean, I did brows,
yeah.
and I was fine at it, but that's,
yeah.
It's not something I want to do. So
yeah.
My focus is all skin,
yeah.
you know, with the facials and the everything else that comes with that. So, one of the ways I think we set ourselves apart is that we don't just rush into hiring estheticians and service providers. Mm-hmm. We know that in the industry as a whole, anybody that has any retail or reception positions, mm-hmm. that's a high turnover position.
Yeah.
Typically, what we do is high turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, here we are, like, we haven't slowed down once, mm-hmm. really,
right.
when all is said and done.
Yeah.
It's been a blessing. But I think it's because we know our boundaries. We know what we're good at, what we're not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And we are honest with our clients.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, sorry.
Yeah. No, they're good. So Deja started as an intern right out of school. Kind of right out of school. You were out of school.
Just a couple months. Like 6 months, I think, mm-hmm. out of school.
Yeah, because that was COVID.
Yeah.
It was COVID, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we opened this spot up the day that the governor opened us back up on mm-hmm. the 23rd. Like, we got the new location, 7 weeks. We put in 7 rooms, and we were literally cleaning up at midnight the night before. That sounded so bad. The night before.
I'm gonna make a sticker for that.
Yeah. We were cleaning up the night before.
It's funny, we do Brazilian for a living. It's funny. It's a lot of your love
about
it.
That's hilarious. Don't try to repeat it.
No.
And we hit the ground running the next day, mm-hmm. which was a Saturday. We had people out the door waiting to come in. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was good. I'm not going to try to say that again. But it was me and Alicia.
Yeah.
When did Tatiana join us?
She didn't even, I mean, Tatiana, Jews, we did Peyton and Tatiana's interviews right back to back.
Mm-hmm.
And Tatiana and her, I want to say, I mean, it was less than the first week.
They started at the same time.
Start at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was June, I think. Mm-hmm. It was June. Yeah. And kudos to Peyton. She's yeah. gone on to do what she wanted to do, which was
exactly.
get into the med spa industry.
Yes.
And so she's down at Complexion, doing well from what I hear. So mm-hmm. congratulations, Peyton, if you're listening.
Hi. Mm-hmm.
And then Deja came along and you took her under your wing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was, you know, that was another conversation we had. I was like, hey, I know you're new. That means we're going to be giving you everything. But that also gives you opportunities to know what you like and what you don't like. And immediately she was like, I don't like legs. And I'm like, yeah, nobody likes legs. But yeah, no, she, I mean, you know, I had you shadow me for a month.
Yeah.
Close to a month and a half, but
yeah.
and just watching me before even putting you on the books. And sorry, Karen's still laughing at the thing she said earlier, if you won't repeat, but kudos and extra kudos points to you guys who leave the thing and the word in the comments below. Maybe we'll make it a hot trip segment sticker.
Yeah, we should. Oh, mercy. Okay.
But yeah, tell us about
I want to know why you first got it, because I don't even think I know that. I may have asked you what your first interview, but I don't remember. Why did you want to get into aesthetics?
Well, originally I only wanted to do makeup. That's what I went to school for.
Ah.
And then
But she does bomb makeup.
Yes, she does.
Thank you. But I have also, like, for a really long time, I struggled with just being able to, like, look at myself in a mirror and accept myself without makeup on. So, yeah. And then about halfway through school, I kind of really started getting passionate about skincare instead of just covering everything with makeup. And I've always been a nurturer, so I love to take care of people and make people feel better. So once I started to kind of accept myself, I wanted to be able to help other people do that. And I know what it's like to like hate the way your skin looks and not know how to control it. So you want to just slap makeup on over it. So I like to kind of be that person that helps you feel good starting from the inside out, if that makes sense, but also taking care of your skin.
100%.
Which goes right along with our whole theory of everything, our whole like purpose.
Yeah.
You know, from the inside out. Because whatever's going on your skin, like stop what you're doing right now, look in the mirror, look at your face, look at the skin on your body, like what is happening? Are you rashy? Are you dry? Are you itchy? Do you have the little bumps behind your arms? Those are signs that something ain't right inside people, and we can help with that. Just letting you know, I'm not going to get into it all here, but there's reasons those things are happening.
Yeah.
And so we address all of that.
Yeah.
But Deja is and Alicia are our wax people. They do all of the waxing.
We do facials as well.
They do facials as well, yes. And they each are, like, everybody has something that they are good at. And we're going to circle back around to that in a second. Then we have Amanda.
Yay.
How did we even meet you?
So I went to the wax queen over here for
a year and a half, wasn't it?
Yeah, because I was traveling here back and forth, work with my parents in construction, and every time that I was here, I would go see Alicia, and so I just kind of created a relationship with her. And then, you know, I was also doing microblading in with that, just kind of like, you know, doing both. And when both of my sisters moved down here about 2.5 years ago, and then I was traveling here so much, I was like, I want to be in this area. And I'm a big family person, so I wanted to be close to my sisters. And in October, or like around like August or so of last year, I started really getting serious about looking into the area and like opportunities to like, you know, find a spot to go in to do the microblading and stuff. And because I was in Raleigh, still, you know, in Raleigh, but I started talking to Alicia. I was like, well, if you know of anywhere, just let me know. And I've always, every time that I would come in here, it was just such peace and comfort. And, you know, I could just tell all of you guys got along so well. And it was just such an amazing atmosphere. And so that was kind of how I found out about you guys. And then I think we were at the camera one day and you were just like, you know what? Let me see your work.
She talked to her. She was like, hey, find a place to rent or find a place to do or something. And
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What does she do? And you're like, oh, she microblades. I'm like, if y'all can see my face right now. I was like, oh. And we had this room set aside for our quote unquote interns to train in.
Mm-hmm.
And yet
we weren't using it.
And Gadesha had her own room, you know, and when Olivia was here, Olivia would pop back and forth because of the hours that we worked between the room that Deja had and then my room. So it was, we never used that room hardly ever, unless on the very rare occasion that we were all four working at the same time.
Right.
Which we found is kind of crazy and there's no need. So having said that, we had that room and I'm like,
It was funny because the week before we had that conversation, I was just in like just frustration of just because honestly I just didn't know what direction to go in or like how, you know, how to look, you know, just different places, and I just didn't really feel at peace about anywhere and was just very all over the place. And like the week before, I just remember like driving down the road and just being like, okay, like I give up, like whatever, like if it's supposed to happen, if I'm supposed to be down here, like whatever, just like throwing my arms up, you know. And like the very next week that happened, my mom's like, mm-hmm, you know.
Which is exactly the way everything happens with us here.
Yeah.
When we give up something,
yeah.
The thing that we wanted shows up.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like surrendering to the striving so hard to make something happen.
Yeah.
Because it's an energetic thing. It's like when you are actually striving so hard, your body actually goes into constriction mode.
Yes.
And everybody can feel it. But when you are in that place of like alignment with what you're supposed to be doing, alignment with who's supposed to be here, and with our whole core of what we do, which is really the golden rule, treat each other the way you want to be treated and better.
Yeah.
Right. And making everybody feel like family. It's the one thing that Alicia can testify to that I have done. And for our families, anybody that ever walks through our door is family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's the way it is here. I mean, we have people over and over and over again talk about how we make them feel and the reviews that we get about Amanda and Deja.
Yeah.
And it's always, I felt so good. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's getting their own like nickname. I don't know that I have one yet. I don't know that anybody's given me mine. I say everyone. But they just say Karen and all the things. Karen and all the things. But Alicia is Crystal Coast Wax Queen. And Deja is
Angel Hands.
A lot of people have told me that Amanda is the magician, so I thought that was
cute.
pretty right on. So the magician, and I want to ask, what is the like something that you can tell that you know nobody's going to care? What is the funniest thing that's ever happened in the treatment room?
I have to think about this because there's funny and there's gross, but. Just because it's gross doesn't mean
it's funny. That's quiet.
Well, okay, so I can't think of like the funniest thing off the top of my mind.
Funny or strange, like odd or whatever. It doesn't matter. What's one of a story that stands out, you know, with something?
So I did my first chest wax in a really long time the other day. I love like waxing men because it's never like, hey, do you want this in a specific shape? It's just, let's just get rid of all the hair. And it was his first time. And it was, I mean, he already hardly had that much body hair. It wasn't like, you know, Steve Carell, you know, 40-year-old
right.
version. That's always the question that I get. Like, is it going to be like that? I'm like, no, I promise it's not. But so when after I cleanse the area with toner, I wipe it down and then I put a little bit of cornstarch on there. And then I usually will rub it in and I'll take another 4x4 and I'll dust off the rest of the powder. Well, I forgot to dust off the rest of the powder. And so I do a strip right in, like starting like right underneath his chin down the middle of the sternum to that, you know, little bald patch between like the pecs and the stomach. And then you pull up. Well, of course, when I do the pull, I had to do the pull in the opposite direction of the hair growth, which was right towards his face. So I do the pull, and I just see like the biggest cloud of cornstarch poof up, and I look over, and he's just like got kind of like a half smile grin. He's just like blinking, and I'm like. I'm so sorry. It's just cornstarch. Let me brush it off. I mean, it wasn't like a ton. Like,
right.
Look like I poured like
but
a bag of flour.
Did
you
say something?
But he was like, there's something on my face. And I'm like, oh, it's powder. I'm so sorry. I forgot to dress up then. Or good. I forgot to get the extra stuff off. So he's just like trying not to like open his eyes too much because he's got like the teeniest, tiniest. Like, it's like, you know, when people like, spray paint or something and it's like the speckles, that's what it looked like all over his face. So just like white speckles all over, and I've got this 4x4 and I'm like gently like pressing his face and like wiping it off, and he's just like blinking like squished face, like, okay. But I mean for what it's worth, like he was a total trooper. He didn't make any noise during his wax. Like,
I'm not sure if that's saying. He took it like a man would really go into that.
Yeah. he took it like a very strong person. Individual. No, he did great, but it was just one of those things where it's like
Whoops. Okay, wax queen, like get your shit together. All right. Deja, how about you?
I don't know what the funniest is, but something that completely caught me off guard. I was doing a Brazilian, and of course, I had to have her bring her knees to her chest. And then as I'm going to apply the wax, she's like, "You're the first person that's ever seen me like this. Does everything look okay back there?" I didn't really know how to respond, so I'm just like, "Yeah, everything's great."
You're like, "It's so much fun."
I'm like, "Okay." So anyway,
for the record,
like, girl, you gotta live a little.
What you've seen,
expand your
mom.
Yeah. Expand your horizons.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. And on that note,
what if there was a way to access the subconscious and shut off that racing mind? What if that sleep that you were getting at night actually allowed you to recover and wake up more alive and alert the next day? The Soundbar is a meditation room that uses frequency-minded music to help you relax and reset. It uses different frequencies to target nerve receptors in the body and may help with anxiety, stress, depression, lack of sleep, chronic pain, and more. The Soundbar is located right here in Moorhead City at 4426 Arundel Street, Suite A, in Pelletier Harbor Shops.
So, after Deja's tale, literally, we're out. Amanda, how about you? What's the craziest thing that you've ever had happen?
I'm not sure about crazy. I had one lady that she came in and she was, we were kind of doing like a consult or whatever right before her appointment. And she's like, I do not want halo brows. And I was like, what? And she's like, you know, the halo brows. And I was like, can you describe to me what you're talking about? Because I'm not sure if I've made that term, you know? And she's like, you know, like when you see on Instagram and like the women have like the white, like shadowy look, like above and below their brow, like I don't want that style brow. And what she's talking about is when I put the secondary numbing on people at the end of the appointment, it makes, so when you know the epinephrine is starting to work, mm-hmm. it actually like blanches your skin out. Mm-hmm. And like, that's how you know that the numbing is taking effect.
Right.
So at the end of the appointment, whenever you see, like it kind of has that white, like halo look around the brow, it's just from the epinephrine. It goes away in like 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So she was thinking that that was an actual style of brow make like it look white above and below the brow. And so she was very concerned that she was going to leave with halo brows. I'm like, no. Like, I once I was, you know, explaining everything, she's like, "Oh, I'm actually, I feel so silly, you know." I was like, "Oh God, yeah, no, we're not
gonna
give you that."
I start going in with like
the
shiny highlighter.
Yeah, I was thinking like, how would you even make that happen?
Right.
yeah, it's that white lighter tone. Which is a thing, evidently. So, what do you feel is like your favorite thing to do? Anybody can go first.
Well, definitely. Well, so, you know, in my industry, there's lots of different avenues of permanent cosmetics. There's lip blushing. Mm-hmm. There's the eyeliner or the outline enhancement. There's, you know, powder brows, combo brows, microblading. I have really just kind of stuck with brows. I've done lip blushing before. It's just not my cup of tea. I don't enjoy it. It gives me major anxiety to be that close to someone's eyelid with a tattoo gun. So
yeah.
I'm just not, you know, a fan of that. I have friends that do it that are amazing at it. That's definitely their lane. I've just never really wanted to go there. I guess, you know, just the microblading, machine shading is definitely
And you're getting ready. Story. You're getting ready to take a new course called
nanobrows. Yeah. So nanobrows. So you know, microblading is only about like 6 or 7 years old, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly new, but so basically, what nanobrows is it's eventually, in my opinion, going to take the place of microblading.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're doing the hair strokes with the machine, so there's less trauma to the skin. Microblading, you know, there's a very limited amount of people that are actually candidates for microblading because you have to have dry skin, young skin, you know, decent amount of brow hair, where the nanobrows, it kind of alleviates all the, you know, the people that are not qualified for it. So it's really good for people with oily skin. It's good for people that don't have a lot of brow hair, people that have a lot of brow hair. And it's supposed to last longer because it is done with the machine. So where microblading, the strokes really typically only last about 6 to 8 months if, you know, you're lucky. The nano strokes would usually last about anywhere from 12 months to 2 years, you know, with a drier skin client. So, yeah, it's just a lot of, and again, the less trauma to the skin. So, you know, you're not having the bleeding, you're not having the pain level is a little bit, you know, better and all that. So, and I will say, I posted something today about pain. It is not a painful process. I tell people it is like a med spa day. It is not a going to Deja and Alicia and Karen day. It is a going to an Amanda day where, you know, it's going to be a little bit of pain, but it's definitely. I've never had anyone to jump off my chair. I've never had anyone to run away and tell me that they can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit uncomfortable, but I'd say in the 1 to 10 pain ratio, you're at like a 2, and that is like max, you
mm-hmm.
know? So I'm just throwing that out there for all the people that think that it's just a horrible thing.
Right,
so,
right. And you trained with like one of the top in the nation.
Yeah.
For 2 years, right?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I've been underneath her and, you know, it was great to be underneath her just to see, you know, different scenarios with different skin types and different customers. And also just to kind of get, because she only uses the best of the best as far as like the pigments and the needles and the aftercare and all of that stuff. So it took a lot of the guesswork out of it for me
mm-hmm.
as far as that's concerned.
Yeah. And what I love actually about all of us is that we're very confident in our consults with people, and that brings a level of trust to you, the service provider, as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
To know that, you know, when you come to us with it with an issue, or you want maintenance, or you want to upgrade somehow with
yeah.
with something like brows,
right.
With the microblading, if it is out of our zone of what we can do, we send them somewhere else.
Oh yeah.
And we have a list that we can, you know, send people to. We don't prefer or send them to one particular place. You know, I've been to a lot of different places, and so I let them choose, because sometimes this is what I have found to be true. And I'm going to come back around and ask y'all the same question, but this is what I have found to be true. People will stay with you because they like you.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be the best at what you do, but because they like you, they will stay with you.
100%.
Yeah. And having said that, I do believe that we've got the best with what it is that we do.
Correct. Right. Within our niche.
Within our niche, yeah. And so that, you know, makes me kind of want to pat everybody's back. So I appreciate y'all learning to be honest with people and learning, because they're here for your knowledge, right? They are here to, you're the expert. You tell me
yeah.
what I need to be using. You tell me what I need to be doing at home, because I don't know, I'm using brand A, B, and C. You tell me.
Yeah, they're not purchasing a service, they're purchasing our knowledge.
Yep.
100%. And your talent and your ability. And I know, like, you know, for you guys as well, I mean, you know, when I'm here doing clients, like, that's just 10% of the time that I spend in doing what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm paying for thousands of dollars a year in classes.
Mm-hmm.
I have, you know, I go home at night and I work on my skins for at least an hour a night. And that's something that I committed to do from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do is muscle memory. And so
yeah.
I take it very seriously. And so, and when I'm not doing that, I'm looking at like online trainings that I do,
yeah.
and I'm doing in-person training at gym. So, I mean, and I know you guys do the same. So, you know, when you go to someone and you pay a certain level, I mean,
you're paying for their expertise and their knowledge that they're putting to the side, you know, aside from being in here in mm-hmm. the studio, you know?
Yeah, this is a fraction.
Right.
I mean, like,
absolutely.
Yes, we work with you,
right?
But behind the scenes, nobody sees the time
yeah.
that we put in
oh, yeah.
to
yeah.
continuing to learn what's new, what is not necessarily new service, but a way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like science, it's ever changing.
Yeah,
sure.
It's there's
better
always
products are consistently coming out.
Yeah,
better
new
services.
Products, new better ways of doing things. And I don't always tell, you know, I've got clients that I've been seeing for 7 years or more. And gosh, almost 9 years. Sorry, here. I mean, since I've been here in Carver County. The same clients for that long, and they may think that I'm doing a lot of the same things behind the chair, and it never is the same
yeah,
with
yeah.
people. There's always something different. It's never cookie cutter
yeah.
Yeah.
at all, and that's because we're looking at their skin, what their skin needs today.
Correct. Yeah.
They're going to consistently use something at home, but what does their skin need today
yeah.
that I can jumpstart or tweak or shock the system to correct itself.
Right.
That's how we're different.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
why we have like the signature facial.
Exactly.
Signature facial is customized to what you need today. So you're not going to come in and go, but I need something for acne, or I need something for aging, or I need something. Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that behind the chair for you as we're talking and as we see what your skin needs.
Right. Or just because, for instance, you've got melasma and you want to get to a point
mm-hmm.
to where you want to even out the skin tone, you want to brighten it, but you also have insanely sensitized skin and
yeah.
breakouts. So
yeah.
there's baby steps.
Right.
Right. So you can't get to where you want to be all in one day.
Yeah.
It's like the goal eventually might be to lighten the skin, but today we can't do any of that until we calm the skin down.
It's like somebody with your color hair, which
mm-hmm.
is like almost black, you guys. It's a level 4 on the scale for anybody that does hair. coming in and saying, I want to be Amanda's color, which is like almost a champagne blonde, and you want that in one day. It's not going to happen without damage.
Right.
Same thing with the skin.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that
your
without damage. And if you do want something like that, we'll send you somewhere else to have it done.
And that's why people leave chemical pills with not the results that they're wanting, and they're burnt up afterwards.
Yeah.
Because they'll go to somewhere who doesn't either do a full consultation, and usually those are those, you know, franchise cookie cutter places that they haven't been taught to
mm-hmm.
do a full face mapping with somebody. They're just like, we just want you to sell them services.
Right. And having said that, there are med spa chemical peels that are done that is the intent.
Correct.
To basically, it's called frosting, and you
mm-hmm.
frost the whole skin, and it comes off in layers,
right?
And there's things that you can do and you can't do, and you can't stay out of the sun. And anyway, we have options that are calmer to the skin for that type of thing, if that's something that you're looking for, but that's a podcast for another day.
Right.
So Deja, tell us the thing that you love most about what you do. What's the thing that, what is becoming your favorite?
I don't really have a number one favorite. I have a top two.
Okay.
I love Brazilians just because it's like you're in a very vulnerable position at that moment, and it's very easy to be uncomfortable. So I'm kind of like figuring out how to navigate that and make you feel at ease and just have a conversation like you're coming in for girl time and not that you're on some stranger's table spread eagle in a very vulnerable state, not knowing what's going on. And I just like getting to talk to people, like lots of different people all day. And then I love doing facials just because, like I said, I love to make people feel good, and I feel like it's all about energy, so you
mm-hmm.
would never come in my room for a facial and like feel the negative energy oozing off of me. If anything, I'm putting my good energy into you, because
mm-hmm.
some people come in and they're having a rough day and they lay down to get a facial, and you know, I always want to make people leave better than when they came. So
thus the name Angel Hands.
Angel Hands.
Yeah.
Angel Hands. Alicia.
Obviously, brows are by top. It's you know, it's brows and Brazilians are like right on the line.
Brows, I love because you can see my work. You know, people aren't walking around spread eagle being like, look at Alicia's Brazilian work. You know, like that's you know.
Not exactly.
For some communities, maybe, but you know. No, I love brows because just I'm such like I'm a hardcore Virgo. And so my like perfectionism and like my organization, like how meticulous I'm allowed to be with brows comes out so hard when I do them that it's just so satisfying for me to like take a before and after. And like to me, like I get, you know, I see people for their brows every 15, every 30 minutes from beginning to the end of my day. So it's like where I don't necessarily see like a huge difference, maybe because this client has been with me already for 2 years. Like every single time I get in the mirror at the end of the day, I'm like, oh my God, I literally don't know how you do it. And for me, like it doesn't, it's just, it, I don't, you know, see it that way. It's just like, I just
do what I do.
Yeah. I just do what I do. And I really enjoy doing it. And it's the same reason that Brazilians are my favorites. Like why Daisha said, it's like, I'm all about like bringing people out of their comfort zone for the sake of just giving them space to be themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And Brazilians will allow people to do that because they are, you're not doing it. It's not like you're going to the doctor where you're going in for like a pap smear, or, you know, you're not going in to get stuff checked out. You're just going to feel better about yourself at the end of the day, whether you want to feel cleaner, whether you want to feel better, whatever it is. It's such a personal service that when people are there with you in the room, like, literally everything's on the table as far as conversation. And that's not necessarily like I ask them super vulnerable questions. It just ends up being them opening up about what they want to talk about. And it's so much more than just, you know, small talk, how's the weather? It's like, girl, let me tell you about my weekend in Vegas. It's like, yes, tell me all of the details about your weekend in Vegas. I don't know all about the details. And it could, and you know, they could be fun conversations. They could be really, you know, deep conversations. Like I had another client come in the other day and I had shared with her that we had lost our dog Dobie. And I'm waxing her and she starts crying and I'm like, oh, no, wait. Yes, I told her that we lost our dog. And then she said that she lost her dog about a year and a half or 2 years during the same month, during her birthday month. And so she started crying and then I started crying and then we were both crying as I'm waxing her, talking about like, literally we are sharing each other's experiences and we were like comforting each other in that moment. And it didn't feel, as weird as this sounds, it didn't feel awkward. Like she was bawling her eyes out. I'm crying my eyes out. She's like, sorry. I'm like, no. I'm so, we're just being human. It's okay. It's like, this is why we're supposed to have relationships, because we're just connecting with each other and we're just comforting each other through mutual experiences.
Yeah.
And she's like 100%, and I just gave her like the biggest hug afterwards. And I mean, she has been coming to see me, so this wasn't like a brand new client, but it was just like, sometimes we laugh the whole time.
Yeah.
Sometimes we cry.
Yeah.
And it honestly, like, Brazilians just allow people to be who they are with you. That's as simply as I can put it.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a safe space.
Yeah, you're not physically able to hide anything you want to hide. So emotionally, it's hard for you to hide stuff too.
It's funny. I think the closest thing I get to a Brazilian is the peach treatment. And when we first launched that, I thought for sure that would be something that y'all would take off and do. Nope, it's my cup of tea. So I get to rub butts. And it's funny because I've had all ages, you know, I've had the younger, I say younger, the 20 somethings, but the ones that want to come back are that upper 30s, 40s to 50-year-olds. And they get done and I'm like, girl, I had to grab the mirror and look. It was like, dang, it's glowing. Holy cow. It's glowing. And, the other thing with that is a lot of women sit all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And we don't realize how tight those muscles get in there.
Oh, yeah.
And with the hip flexors and all of that kind of stuff. So when I am doing the treatment, just like I would do modalities, touch modalities on the face, I'm doing it on the rear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is releasing muscle tension and releasing all kinds of stuff. And so it is, I don't know, they just love it. And I didn't think it would be something that would take off, and it's beginning to take off. And I have a feeling it's going to get bigger and bigger come right now,
yeah.
summertime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the thing that we want to leave you guys with today, because we'll probably do this again, you know, and talk about stuff on occasion. And I just want to say, you know, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, and you'll see me, you know, doing a shout out. And it's usually because I'm having a teary-eyed moment of where we've come from. But it comes across as like, you told me no, but look at me now. But I couldn't do it without the people behind me, because it really, all I did was create a space for others to step in and to rise to the occasion to do what they do. They do more than I do when it comes to people. They see way more people than I do. I'm here 2 days a week, and I'm doing behind the scenes stuff and other passions. So I just want to say thank you all for listening to the podcast. Thank you guys for joining me today, and we'll see you later.
'Thank you so much for taking time out of your day today to listen to this latest episode. I would be forever honored if you would give us a 5-star review. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave those in the comment section, and we look forward to seeing you next time.